Good boys are fastidious. Good boys conserve what they have. They seldom waste anything. Usually these are good qualities. However, they do mean that you have so much stored up, unrealized potential energy buried and throbbing inside you, waiting for release, waiting for the right entity to engineer this release. A good boy's fall and collapse into the pleasant consequences of fastidious energy retention. This status is like a beacon for a certain type of creature. But a beacon is a signpost rather than a call. The creature chooses its time. It perfectly selects the best time to act, to make change happen in the status of a good boy who is in its sights. It waits for slumber to descend. Its descent is slithering, slow, in perfect stealth, an approach of sending and sensing, for its tendrils allow very accurate understanding of exactly what is going on and of the exact autonomic status of the good boy in its grasp. It is a theft, but a theft that will not be noticed. Good boys do not count up the energy stored in their pent up swollen balls. They do not count up anything. They do not even count this climax among their memories. For it will come amid sleep instead, a slumber birthing relaxation and ease, then quiet and release. The quiet of an empty slumbering room. Good boys so often go to bed early. A slave surmounted the bed and climbed its way up, crawling, creeping under the sheets with its tendrils at work. They can move over flesh so easily and seamlessly that the target never wakes. If a good boy did try to wake, then the slave would be silent, hidden, waiting, would even quiet down the reaction in his body. A reaction which is impossible to stop and even to detect. So easy for it to feed on a helpless energetic shaft, on testes engorged with sperm and waiting to release. It has easy pickings to work over, knowing his nuts in every detail, emptying everything. It has surmounted one leg, crawled to an inner thigh. Whether this is the first time or the tenth, anyone's reaction would be the same. Erection begins. That pent up penis and testes below churning with powerful need to release. The clear surface of the creature shows the many plates and folds within. It is wet, slick and warm. It is ready to receive the tip of the erecting shaft. There is a level to which it does not always need to do this. does not always show up. When it does show up, it always empties the good boy, usually. Length, hard, shaft, firm. Creature slides its perfect sperm milking aperture against the penile head. It knows there is food. It pushes its tendrils forward to scent for dripping fluid and absorb as much awareness of the good boy's state as possible. It wants to optimize not just its food output, but the torment of the hot testes and the good boy attached to them. It is strategic. It is patient. The clear plates inside its transparent sleeve are already moving, preparing to massage the penis, to elicit moans and twitches, and to have other amazing effects on the good boy's mind before he can be allowed to spurt his massive load of sperm into the waiting maw of the creature. Intimate knowledge of not only the exact state of the testes, but the status of the boy and how much torment he can take. This is what the milker has obtained. The creature is clever enough. It would never induce accidental release, and so only release on purpose will occur. Release not just on purpose, but at the milker's behest. The release must be controlled and confined, because it happens in the good boy's sleeping moments, when he has no way to know how he was denuded of his energy and his viscous ropes of spermatic release. It is under the blankets, where the milker's awareness of the hardened penis is almost too intense for it to avoid taking hold and emptying the shaft and balls of their splendid cargo. It goes no closer. It has stopped crawling with the shaft right before it. Instead, its tentacles stiffen and the milker stays where it is. The tentacles are no longer being used to scent and explore. They are now headed for the testicles. Direct contact. And then it has all the information it could need, because it knows all about the pent up viscous virile loads it has long saved. Like saving a favourite food and finally allowing itself to dig in. The long-awaited time has arrived. The creature is able to perceive its prey in the fullness of his desire and energetic need. Draining can soon begin. The sensors just need to check a few more things. Tendrils probe and push around the outside of the balls, feeling for how the load within works its way into every bit. The milker is discovering how ripe and full the balls are, titillated, happy, secure of the good boy's potency. This load has languished too long and now needs its release into the waiting insides of this creature. Milker tendrils detect explore and find just how the best pleasure, pressure may be applied to the subject, the prey, the good boy's already hardened penis. The testicles are being pulled up slightly by the back muscle, and there is a pronounced throb even before the milker has begun its work. Its tendrils are slightly sticky and able to stay fastened on and keep monitoring, keep exploring the depths of need present in this good boy's reservoir. This is the very energy which the milker was awaiting. The creature wraps its tendrils more perfectly. The sperm thief in position to begin its work. It has decided this good boy is pent up and desirous enough of his release that the act of milking is worthwhile now. It needs better purchase, a better grip, to begin this final milking act, and so to commence the extraction of its meal. Fastening tightly onto the penis, the milker begins to slide into position. Its dripping opening stretches, transparency allowing one to see the veins standing out, the bulbous head at the tip is pressing the sleeve to maximum capacity. Further sliding induces a tightness sufficient to truly begin emptying the good boy's balls in time. First, applying intense pressure. The milker moves over the frenulum and down onto the middle of the shaft. Now, the head is far enough inside of the transparent creature that it can undulate and have some real effect.